We discussed yesterday about Ramananda Sanmar. That we have finished that Jat Karoshi Jadashnasi, this is slow. But we should go, try to go very deep. Jat Karoshi, whatever you do, what you snasi, taking bath, jajjuhosi, what sacrifices, any tapasya, austerity, the fruits will be given to Krishna. Very good. In our life, for bhakti practitioner, whatever they do, they should give it to Krishna, offer it to Krishna. But there is some defect. Mahaprabhu told that it is bahya, it is external. Why? He told, if there is son of any father, and father left so much of wealth for his son, he is still alive, and now by his mercy son has become the owner of all property, should he offer anything to him? Understand what is meaning? A son should serve his father. He is not owner now. Father is owner. But mercifully he has told that, now you are owner of my whole property. So if he brings any pant or shirt, does he tell that, Father, I am offering you, donating you? What he should say? Yes. Already, all wealth and everything is his father's. So he should not denote him. And if denoting, that, what is offense? So you are not the owner of any property. But we do, some devotees I have seen, even in our line, Mahaprabhu line, they do Govardhan Parikrama. And after finishing Govardhan Parikrama, they offer, donate the fruit of Govardhan Parikrama to Krishna or to Giriraj. Is this correct? Not correct. Or some part it is correct for beginners. They do, I know. But it is wrong. That is why in Srimad Bhagavat it has been written. What written? Iti punasarpita bhakti kevana lakhana kriyeta bhagavati adhatan manne dhita mukta. What is the meaning?
That first, before one is performing the nine practices of bhakti, that if you come to that one should offer oneself to Vishnu. But here in this verse, two Vishnus are mentioned. One is Devaka Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Service of Godhead, who is Guru, Gurudev. And the other is Devya Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Worshipful Godhead, Krishna. So if people stop the Vishnu, first offer oneself to Devaka Bhagavan, to Gurudev, and then the people stop the Vishnu, Bhakti-Chadnava-Lakshana. Then one can perform hearing, chanting, remembering the ninefold practices of Bhakti. And then Gurudev, he will purify the heart, and then he is not Bhagavad Bhagavati Adha, and then you offer that heart of that devotee to the Divine Couple Lord and Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj says, Tan Mani Dikam Putaman, that this is the best thing that is learned.
Iti Punsarpita, Vishnu, he should offer himself, his all senses, body, mind, soul, everything to Krishna. That he told Krishna to Krishna, Guru Bhagavan and Sevak Bhagavan. So first to Sevak Bhagavan. And then Bijli, he will be of Guru and Krishna. His everything is of Guru and Krishna. Nothing to offer now. Now he will serve. By Kirtan he will serve. Nothing to offer its fruit. He will do Kirtanam for Krishna. What? Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute De Pranamami Hari Priye. Oh, for Krishna, for Radhika, nothing to offer his fruits, because he is not the master of all the fruits. Like a dog, we are of Krishna. We are not the master of fruits of anything. So offer yourself first and all your activities. By that you are serving Kanjuga. And if you are not doing, you are not doer, you are not master of any fruit, everything is of Krishna. So don't be doer, otherwise you will be cheated. You will have to test the bad activities fruit. So don't do this. Always think that myself, my wife, my children, my wealth, reputation, everything is of Krishna. Like Pandavas, everything was of Krishna. Gopis, all things were. They were only serving. Otherwise, they will be guilty. Demons think like opposite. What? Janami dharmam nachame pravitti. Janam na dharmam nachame nivitti. Tvaya rishikesa jatha rishikena jatha nityoktosti tatha karomi. Bhavana jantri aham jantram. Jatha nityoktosti tatha karomi. Duryodhan. Oh, very clever. He is praying to Krishna. Krishna, I know all kinds of dharma, religious, what to do. But I cannot do. Why not do? It will come. And I know also what is against religion. But I am not doing so. I am always engaged in that. Oh, Krishna, I am like a machine, instrument, and you are what?
Operator.
So what I am doing, good or bad, or you are doing actually. I am not doing anything. So if any bad activities I am doing, it is due to you, and this fruit will go to you. No, nothing to me. Understand what I told? What I told Prabhu?
He's saying that Duryodhana is speaking to Krishna. He's saying that this is body, that you're actually the owner, you're the operator, and this body is simply a machine, and whatever good activities.
Understanding all?
I am not responsible.
I am not responsible for that. You will have to test for various activities. But because you are operator means, you inspire me to do so. So I am not in fault. If any fault to you, you are. So all the demons tell like this. They accept Dhritarashtra when Krishna sent Akrur to Dhritarashtra before that war. He went and tried so much to give good suggestion. Then Akrur told so many things. Oh, you are father of Kauravas and Pandavas both. You should support and nourish both. And you should try to give him hope of the kingdom. Don't make any war. Krishna also doesn't want war. Pandavas never. You should be religious, like your father was, like Bhisham Pitama, like others you should be. Try to follow your ancestors. He told, I know all things. I know. But I cannot follow. This is it. I'm so much attached to my sons. I cannot make them equal to Pandavas. I know that I'm doing wrong. But I cannot change my view. I will see what is going to do. What going to happen. Then I will see what to do. And he returned. Even Krishna went to Kauravas. And he tried to make peace, but he could not. So demons like this. So we should not be like demons. We should be like devotees. Then comes Sarvadharmanu Parityajya. You know, this is the words of Krishna. And this is the last conclusion of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna himself telling. What he is telling? Sarvadharmanu Parityajya. Mamekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarva patobham moksha isyami masucha. Oh, you should take my shelter. You should give up dharma. What is dharma? There are two kinds of religions. One constitutional and eternal. And another is worldly varnashram dharma or any dharma. Varnashram dharma and the dharmas related to body and sukshma, mind, subtle body. Or so many, not only one, lakhs and lakhs. So many. Here he is not telling for constitutional, eternal dharma. He is telling those dharmas who are related to this gross body, material body, and for what is that? Like she is my wife. And I have promised to support and nourish her for my life. Like Indian culture, not in this country. So if I am giving up and taking shelter of Krishna and giving up her and serving Krishna, then what will be? I'll have to suffer. A pap sin will come to me. If I am not serving my father and mother, my sisters and brothers, we should try to support them and not. If you are not doing and giving up and you are coming in the shelter of Krishna doing nothing, then what will be? Oh, so much sin will come and you will have to test it. Oh, you are supported by your whole samaj, society, by king in this country. Oh, air is coming from where? There is a predominating deity of air, fire, or so many things, ether. So they are supporting our all these things. Mother has this body. Mother took in her womb. Father gets so many things. So we are all indebted to them. So if you are giving up all and not doing all these things, then so many sins will come. That is why Krishna is telling, sarva dharma anupatya jamami ekam saranam braja, then sarva papibhyo mukshayishyami. If you are fearing, oh, don't fear. I mean, burn all the sins, you will have not to taste. So here, what is this? Not bhakti, not pure bhakti this. Only it is a door of bhakti. Here anyone fearing from all these things. And Krishna is telling him, oh, don't fear. I will excuse your all faults and sins. He is not telling that I will give you bhakti. I will give you prem. I will give you anything. Oh, you know, bhakti revainang nayati. Bhakti darshayati. Bhakti Basa Pursa, Bhakti Reva Pursa. Only bhakti can take to Krishna. Not any other activities. If you are giving up all things, even your sins and everything, but you are not serving Krishna, there is no bhakti. Oh, you cannot be happy. So, Mahaprabhu is telling him. Krishna is telling him. Who is telling? Rai Ramadan. Mahaprabhu is telling. That, you have bhajya. You have bhajya. So, we should neglect also this and try to go ahead. Raghunath Das Goswami has told, na dharmam, na dharmam, sutakun nirektam klekaru, braje radha krishna parichatya sati sunu, nandi pati sutatve guru varam, mukunda prasthatve smara paranatya. Not dharma. Oh, don't do dharma. Even adharma. Radha Krishna prachur upaichatya. Always prachur, sufficient serving of Krishna. Chant to serve Krishna. In remembering what? Serving Krishna. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasemanam, Archanam, Vandanam. All these things. Even if you are brooming in temple, what is this? Brooming for whom? Oh, the priest. Gopi. You can take an example of gopi. What gopis are doing? They are brooming. They are milking. They are churning. Oh, they are clearing their houses. They are giving their sons on this thing, and but how? Always remembering Krishna. Govinda Damo Dharma Dureti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dureti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dureti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dureti. Oh, brooming. But what doing? Oh, their mind is there. Their heart is there. In the lotus feet of Krishna. Remembering also and singing this. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Oh, that turning. Yoga. And what telling? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda. Oh, they are putting their children on the string and doing like this. What? Govinda Ramo Govinda Ramo Ramo. They don't know where I am. Where is world? Nothing. I'm observing. Someone, his son is not sleeping and he wants to sleep. Then they can keep it in his palanko and do. Govinda Ramo Garma Dhaveti. Oh, anyone is going in his car to his business. Oh, he will do like Govinda Ramo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Ramo. What thought? What is very easy. But we have no taste. Very easy. Anyone ask me, oh, what should I do when you will go away from here and you will go to India? What should I do? Or you should do what? Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. If his husband is coming, you should do this and that. Then she will reply, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. So in all, so you try to follow these things. Eh? And then, what Prabhu is telling? Oh, what Krishna told in Gita? In conclusion, it is external. Even he rejected Gita. Even rejected. Because some karma is there, mixture. They have some fear of sin and another sin. This is karma mixture. And then Ramananda was told to, you should progress. Then he told, Gyan Mishra Bhakti Sarva Sadhya Sar. Gyan Mishra Bhakti. What is Gyan Mishra Bhakti? Gyan Mishra Bhakti, that he is telling what?
Brahma Bhuta Pasana Mahana Sochati Nakamsiti Samasaveshu Bhutiti Madhvaktim Lavate Param.
Meaning?
Ramananda Rai continues, according to Bhagavad Gita, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, Brahmabhuta, he attains parabhakti, pure devotional service unto me.
Any purport?
Purport by Sivangai A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that a person who accepts the theory of monism, being always engaged in empiric philosophical discussions about life, becomes joyful and is relieved from all material lamentation and hankering. At that stage, one is equipoised. He sees all living entities as spiritual beings. After attaining this elevated stage, one can attain pure devotional service. The conclusion is that devotional service mixed with ritualistic fruitive activity is that karma mishra bhakti is inferior to spiritual service which is based on empiric philosophical discussion, jnana mishra bhakti.
So here Mahaprabhu is telling in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told, Aita sabacharyar varnasama dharma ankinchan hayaloye krishne rasa. दीक्षा काले भक्त करे आत्मसमर्पण सही काले कृष्ण करे तारे आत्मसम. कैन यू एक्सप्लेन यो यू शुड
एक्सप्लेन
नो नो ए तो सब छार यार बढ़ना समझा और नमीन प्रभु माधव मारा यू शुड ए तो सब छार यार
सब छारियार
ধর্ম অকিঞ্চন হইয়া লয় কৃষ্ণের চরণ। তো অ্যাজ বিফোর এক্সপ্লেইন ইন শাস্ত্র বিফোর বর্ণাশ্রম ধর্ম হাউ ইউ মেইনটেইন লাইফ অ্যান্ড বর্ণাশ্রম ফর বর্ণ অ্যান্ড ফর বর্ণ ফর আশ্রম ইফ ইউ গিভ আপ ইগো অফ ফর আশ্রম অ্যান্ড ফর বর্ণ অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ইউ ক্যান ডু এত সব ছাড়িয়ার বর্ণাশ্রম ধর্ম অকিঞ্চন হইয়া লয় কৃষ্ণের চরণ ইউ হ্যাভ টু সারেন্ডার কমপ্লিটলি the lotus feet of Krishna. So how is it possible? We have to surrender ourselves, the lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev at first. After that too, bona fide Gurudev will surrender ourselves to the lotus feet of Krishna. How? He came Akinchan. Akinchan means that in general meaning, he has no oil. He is called Akinchan. But here, Akinchan means, Krishna is my only oil. And who is related to Krishna? They are only my position, they are my oil. Like Gurudev, Vaishnava, Tulasi, Yamuna, Giriraj, who is related to Krishna, they are mine. So Krishna is my oil, Krishna Bhakta is my oil, Krishna Bhakti is my oil. In this mood I have to surrender Krishna, then in initiation of Vikha Kale, Krishna Kale, Atma Samar Kaun, Sen Kale, Krishna Kale, Kale Atma Samar. So, keeping this mood, when we surrender ourselves in the lotus feet of Gurudev and Krishna, when during initiation, then what there is that? What is the result? Ikshakale, Kishakale, Atma Samarpan. Then we have to surrender ourselves, not by body, not by mind, by soul. Then this body will be Chidanandamoy, that will be full of the mood, transcendental.
Transcendental প্রভু কাহে ইহ বাহ্য আগে কহ আর রায় কাহে জ্ঞান মিশা ভক্তি সাধ্য সার ইউ হ্যাভ ডান ইউ হ্যাভ হোয়াট ইউ রেড
After hearing this, the Lord, as usual, rejected it, considering the Jnana Mishra Bhakti to be external. He again asked Ramananda Rai to speak further, and Ramananda Rai replied, pure devotional service without any touch of speculative knowledge, that is called Jnana Shunya Bhakti. This is the essence of perfection.
Here it has been told. ব্রহ্মভূতঃ প্রসন্নাত্মা ন শোচতি ন কাঙ্ক্ষতি সমাঃ সর্বেষু ভূতেষু মদ্ভক্তিম লভতে পরম ব্রহ্মভূতঃ তো হোয়ার রিয়লাইজ ইজ ব্রহ্ম বাট ব্রহ্ম ইজ ইম্পর্টেন্ট সো মাচ পাওয়ারফুল এভরিহোয়ার সো দোজ হু আর রিয়লাইজিং they don't fear for death, any problem, always happy, if you are attached to worldly things, you cannot be happy. You for, oh, so much attached to worldly things, or in your last days you will remember and you will be ashamed. If a man is so much attached to his dog, so much attached, always kissing, no, always kissing, always caressing, always attached, then he must be a dog in his next time, next life. He must be. And the dog will be what?
Master.
And he will make his tool in his master. So don't try to be, oh, you should, God and dog. Just opposite. D-O-G-G-O-D. So try to love God and try to be attached to God.